Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, July 12th, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Next week is San Diego Comic-Con, so there's a real good chance you're probably not going to hear from me just because I'm going to be in meetings and doing stuff to make sure you have toys to order later in the year. But this week, let's talk about movies and toys. At the box office this week, number one was Despicable Me 2 with $83.5 million. It was followed by The Lone Ranger, which debuted with $29.2 million. The Heat, $24.8 million. Monsters University, number 4, $19.7 million. And World War Z rounded out the top 5 with $18.4 million. New this week, Grown Ups 2, Pacific Rim, The Hunt, VHS 2, and other movies in limited release. Overnight numbers seem to indicate Pacific Rim will likely win the weekend's class of newcomers, and it wouldn't surprise me if Despicable Me 2 somehow got to be number one again this weekend. In the news, several new Jungle Book movies are in the works, including one from Disney. Hooray for the public domain! James Franco will be the focus of this year's Comedy Central Roast, which will premiere over Labor Day and be shot in August. Summer Glau will be guesting on the CW's Arrow, a DC comic series based on the Green Arrow comics. On sale at Entertainment Earth. DC collectibles are on sale. DC Direct and DC collectible items are in stock and on sale. Buy one, get a second, 25% off. This includes Batman and Superman and everything else they make, as well as action figures and statues and so much more. You'll want to check all these out at entertainmentearth.com today. Offer ends soon. In toy news, the Star Wars Black Series 6-inch Greedo figure has been revealed. After a couple of weeks of teases and artwork and other behind-the-scenes stuff, we can now show you the metallic green eyes, sorry, the metallic purple eyes, the green skin, and the very plush suit on the 6-inch figure. You can see it at entertainmentearth.com right now. Also new and coming soon is a Star Wars Jabba the Hutt Previews exclusive 12-inch talking plush. This is available at Entertainment Earth for pre-order as well. A new line of 1/144th scale Zoids model kits will be coming out to Japan from Tomy, with no U.S. distribution as of yet. They're about half the size, and they've replaced wind-up motors for additional articulation. If you do the anime thing, check out the Twilight figure Amadeus Black Piano 1/6 scale statue and the Daydream Collection Roller Maid statue from Yamato, USA. They don't have a lot of clothing, but that's okay. Funko announced many new Pop Vinyl figures this week, including Hello Kitty Halloween-themed releases and Day of the Dead Nightmare Before Christmas. They're pretty amazing. They don't look like anything else I've seen as far as Nightmare Before Christmas stuff goes. The Jack and Sally figures are very distinctive, so be sure to check those out on our website. We also have some new SDCC announcements. If you're going to be at Comic-Con, we have celebrity signings at our booth, some of which are ticketed events this year. I do not have details on how the tickets will be distributed, but you can check in with us for more on that later. Signers include David Zayas, Amy Garcia, Jennifer Carpenter, and Yvonne Strahovski from Dexter. They will be on hand Friday. On Saturday, we have Todd McFarlane, as well as Venture Brothers creators and writers, Doc Hammer and Jackson Publick. On Saturday, we have IDW's J.K. Woodward, Scott Tipton, and David Tipton of the Star Trek Next Generation and Doctor Who crossover fame, plus J.G. Quintal of the regular show. On Sunday, we have SNL's Bobby Moynihan, as well as artist Juan Oritz, who is responsible for all the really cool Star Trek retro TV show poster art that's available as prints and shot glasses and other collectibles, some of which will be sold at our booth. Diamond Select Toys also announced they will be giving away 2 free Battle Beast Minimates. One will be at the convention at their booth, the other one will be at an off-site event, so be sure to check them out for more. New arrivals this week include we have new pre-orders, actually. We're going to talk about those instead. We have Ted. Talking Ted plush in new outfits include a Rastafarian outfit, a suit, and an apron. They come in multiple sizes and configurations. The DC Comics Bombshells Batgirl statue is up. It's a 1950s style retro pinup girl. Man of Steel Superman 3.5-inch action figure from DC Collectibles is a PVC figure with articulated shoulders and a display base that is stuck to his feet. The price is right. It's like $4.99. You can't go wrong. The Nerf N-Strike Elite Centurion Mega Blaster shoots new extra-large mega darts and is due from Hasbro in August. You can pre-order yours right now. And we also have new Gentle Giant items, including the Thor Mjolnir Hammer Bookend Statue, the Star Wars Padme Amidala Snow Bunny Statue, the Hobbit Trilogy Bilbo Baggins Mini Bust, the Honey Trap Whisper 18-inch Scuba Diver Statue. Honey Trap is like Sucker Punch, but there's no movie, and it's a little bit more specific as to various interests. If you like certain kinds of statues, you're going to probably really like to see these. We also have the Walking Dead Governor mini bust up for pre-order. All of these are currently slated for 2014. I believe everything's in the first two quarters, but obviously everything's subject to change. And that's all for this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. I appreciate your support and listening to the podcast. I will be in San Diego next week, so you might see me there, and you might not. Say hi if you come by the Entertainment Earth booth, or if you just happen to see me walking around, I'll be wearing an Entertainment Earth shirt, and there's a good chance I'll be wearing a name badge with my name on it. No guarantees, though. See you guys next time. Have a great weekend. Go see a movie. There's a lot of good ones. And I hope you have a great week and weekend. I will probably be back in 2 weeks. I'll try to get something up next week if technology basically permits.